to 20 miles per hour. Later on tonight should be mostly cloudy again with some areas of fog and drizzle, lows in the lower to mid 50s. And your Monterey Bay boaters forecast for today, northwest winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming 10 to 20 knots by the afternoon, with wind waves of 2 to 4 feet, and a swell west 2 to 4 feet every 12 seconds. It's currently 58 degrees here in Santa Cruz. We take you now to hour number one of the Saturday special with none other than MZ.
Good morning! A brighter day is here. Good morning! May we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Bobby Drake, good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself, man?
I'm excited. I'm sort of on a high. I'm sort of on a roll.
Good news?
Had a great little adventure yesterday. It was a little adventure, but it was an adventure nonetheless. I found myself at the Watsonville Air Show and able to take a helicopter ride for the first time in my life. I'm going to tell you all about it. Stay with us.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Okay, welcome to the Saturday special on AM 1080 KSCO. Yeah, that's Crossfire music. Normally would indicate that we would have some clawing and of people's faces off here during the controversial Crossfire type program, but that ain't going to happen this... Well, you never know what's going to happen on this program.
You want me to go claw somebody's face off, make it interesting?
Sure, why not? You know, Instigation Radio here, AM 1080 KSCO. It's the Saturday special. We're on the air for the next 2 hours. And quite honestly, we never know what's going to happen on this program, even when we have a subject, which we don't today. It's one of the rare occasions when you have an opportunity to call us and drive the Saturday special program. We call it Open Mic, and appropriately, my name is Mike. That's what they tell me anyhow. All right, so what happened yesterday? Jesus. You know, why did the fog have to roll in?
The heat brings it in. You can't have too much heat without the byproduct of the fog.
I guess. I guess it just has... It
the price we pay.
Sucks it in, I guess. Well, I was out of town for most of the week, and it was absolutely gorgeous up in the Bay Area where I was, and I understand it was similarly gorgeous here until, I guess, yesterday or the day before yesterday. Michael Olson had arranged some time ago as part of a little promotional effort to promote the 39th annual Watsonville Air Show and fly-in at Watsonville Airport, which always happens Memorial Day weekend. This used to be one of the biggest things in my life back in the days when I was an active recreational pilot. I would really look forward to this, and I was a member of the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Air Squadron, and we would do search and rescue missions, and I would build up all kinds of hours on the airplane very inexpensively. And every year about on Memorial Day weekend, we would have this Watsonville fly-in that we would participate in, have a booth there, an exhibit, and schleps.
You know what schlep, that? Schleps?
Yeah, schlep, schleps.
I don't follow.
Well, I made up this name. I think it was Corralitos Market. Everybody knows that the best sausage, best homemade, original created home sausage recipes come from Cyril Vitomsky.
So I've heard.
But the commercial ones come from Corralitos Market, you know. And back then in 1973, 74, 75, I had the idea of schlepping schleps, and I just gave it a name, the sausage schlep, and that's how we raised funds, you know, for our Sheriff's Air Squadron thing. And we would be out there hawking sausage schleps to everybody who walks by. Anyhow, it sort of brought back memories yesterday when I went to the air show, specifically at 5 o'clock to ride in a helicopter for the first time in my life. Now, have you ever ridden in a helicopter, Bobby?
You know, I was a kid when I did, but I do remember riding in a helicopter at one point, yeah.
Must have been really cool, but it's something I've always wanted to do, and believe it or not, never have in my 51 years until yesterday. And
was it all that you hoped for?
And more, and more. But here's what happened. I mean, no people got to hear Olson yesterday at noontime if they happened to be listening to KSCO, because he went up on a ride with the Showcopter people with Jim Cheatham and Chris Goulart, and Goulardi, I think is his name. And they run. Jim has this business called Showcopters. I think it's based at Salinas Airport, and it's not just to put on helicopter shows. I think it's to do, you know, emergency medical transfers and things like that. And it's a really neat business, which I think an area such as ours that has so much natural beauty should have some way for tourists and locals to pay some to be able to pay to go and have a helicopter ride.
Have like
to see the area. Have
daily tours through the air.
Yeah,
that's not a bad idea.
Well, other places have it. I mean, Hawaii has it. I mean, you could do that any place where they have a strong tourist economy or it's a great area for people from out of the area to visit. Has a lot of natural beauty. Has it? Why don't we have such a? Why don't we have a convention center? Why must we be a prosperity-free zone in Santa Cruz County? Why?
These are all excellent questions.
Can anybody tell? Well, maybe some possible topics for today's open mic Saturday special. 479-1080, 477-1340. Our fax number is 475-2967. I'll give my email address, but not for this show, because we still don't have email set up in the studio. But it's mz@ksco.com. If anybody ever wants to email me with a program idea or a pat on the back, absolutely no criticisms, please. We are not interested in your negative comments or any kind of criticism at all about KSCO. I mean, we do not accept any kind of criticism, period. So if you're going to be critical, turn to another radio station and go criticize them. But mz@ksco.com is my email address if you ever want to send me an email. Now, what are some of the things that we can do today? Being gone for a while, the comment line 429-2222 has sort of loaded up. It was almost full, not totally. And when I woke up this morning, I decided one of the things I should do is listen to the comment line. And I listened to a whole bunch of comments. People who are lauding Kay's latest editorial about Gray Davis. Thank you for playing that at the beginning, by the way. It's another thing. Be interested in people's comments about that, positive or negative. One of the comments on the comment line that I picked up was very upset with the previous editorial from Kay about the Dove boat. They did not think it was funny at all. I mean, and they thought it was horrible and in very poor taste that Kay would make light of such a serious subject about the Hollywood movie stars and so forth of the leftist persuasion not making good on their promises to leave the country if Bush were elected or if we went to war or whatever it was. But so we could talk about some of that. I got to tell you, the comment line is sort of it's a real nice little barometer. And that phone number again is 429-2222. The only negative thing about the comment line from my perspective is that for people who feel that they've got to have a constant voice to be heard on KSCO and are resentful that we don't put them on the radio and take their calls and have them on forever and ever and ever to bore everybody, they take it out on the comment line. They call 429-2222 and bore the comment line to death and use up all the space. And
who's the recipient on the comment line? Just you?
Yeah, well, yeah. Jose and Billy and Rosie have the code, but I think they decided not to use it because a lot of the comments are directed to me. And what we can do is when we have some particularly interesting ones or something, we can refer them to you guys and you can play them or whatever. By the way, be aware that when you call the comment line, obviously you don't have to be very intelligent to know that when you leave a message on the comment line, it's being recorded and that recording can be played anywhere, including on the air here at KSCO AM 1080 on the Saturday special or as a promo or any place else. So, you know, we might be doing that a little later on in the program here. I don't know. Want to not be negative. I mean, I just said we don't want to hear anything negative. We only want to hear positive things. So I'm going to try not to be negative myself. But I don't know whether I'll be successful. I might have to be negative just because. Now, why is it that Monterey, our neighbor to the south, right across Monterey Bay, is a prosperity zone? Why is it that Monterey has a beautiful convention center that is what's that word? Not destination, but destinational work. People know about it. People want to come here. When you mention Santa Cruz when you're traveling, people either have never heard of it because it, you know, or if they've heard of it, they think of it as sort of a crazy town. And for the people who haven't heard of it, and you say, well, do you know where Monterey? Oh, everybody's heard of Monterey. Yeah, well, okay, Monterey is the south end of Monterey Bay, and Santa Cruz is the north end of Santa Cruz, is the north end of Monterey Bay, and then people get a fix on where you're talking about if they don't happen to already be familiar with the whereabouts of Santa Cruz. So, I've just been wondering, what would have been wrong with having a convention center in Santa Cruz? What would have been wrong with having roads that are wide enough to accommodate the people that want to live here, so that there isn't gridlock on Highway 1? Well, can anybody explain that to me? It says here on the screen, Carol, did you write this? Yeah, it might displace a salamander. Okay, well, yeah, that's true. That's true. It might displace a salamander, and I guess this is a county of people who are at least in political control who happen to believe that salamanders are more important than humans. I guess, right? What do you think? 479-1080, 477-1340. It's the Saturday special. It's MZ. It's an open mic program. During the break, I'm going to see if we can... I pulled off some of those voicemail messages from the comment line, 429-2222. Use it or lose it. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, 429-2222. Yeah, use it or lose it. And don't abuse it, okay? This is a threat. Use it or lose it. But don't use it too much. If you're the same person, don't keep calling it over and over and over again so that you fill up the capacity, so that I throw up my hands and say, I don't want to listen to nothing but calls from so-and-so. And you know who I'm... You know who you are, ladies and gentlemen, who I'm talking about. What about that old complaining man? He's so much fun. Oh, Mr. Mean? Yeah, the man who criticizes and bitches about everything that he hears on this station.
He hates my weather reports too.
He hates everything, Mr. Mean.
It's great, isn't it?
And I think he's having fun with us. He must really love us because. How could, if he hates us so much, why does he listen to the radio to know more about this station than you or I or Kay or Rosemary or anybody or Olson? I mean, does that make any sense at all?
He must listen pretty frequently, too, because he's got a lot to complain about.
He usually complains about boring. You know, this is boring and you're boring and that. He was really upset about the topic. I think it was 2 weeks ago we were talking about Measure B. Children in the schools, that's a boring topic. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Where do you come up with these topics?
He called me one time and told me I was an idiot for thinking I was world famous.
Are you sure it's the same guy?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. The grumpy old guy?
Yeah.
Hates everything?
Yeah.
Well, there could be more than one of those, I suppose.
If the guy that I'm thinking of only... As I recall, there was only one positive comment from him ever. And that was when he heard Glenn Fisher on the radio here. And now, do you remember that show?
No.
Do you know who Glenn Fisher is?
No.
Glenn Fisher is a former radio syndicator. Okay, he's a guy that knows a lot about radio. I think he must be 35 now or so. He was 22 the year that I bought the station. Happened to meet him at a at a National Association of Broadcasters or a talk host, you know, seminar or convention or something. And I was really impressed with this young guy about his knowledge of radio. All he wanted was to be a talk host. And so I said, come on down and sell for KSCO, do some advertising sales. He did. He lasted 2 weeks. Everybody here around hated his guts. He was like a gnat. He was like a mosquito in everybody's face, you know, sort of a pushy New Yorker type person. So he quit, even though he did sales. He did sales. He brought in a lot more money than he cost, actually. And he quit after 2 weeks because he was uncomfortable with the way people didn't like him around here. Well, years later, he ended up starting a syndication company that was responsible for such programs as The Rick Emerson Show. Remember that? We had that on for a while. And The Ed Till Show, we had that on for a while. And programs that were sort of mediocre programs. I mean, you know, the lousy businessman I am, you know, we had a certain stable of programs here, but there was some other time that was open that we would hope to use to build and hold an audience. And so Glenn was always talking to me because he's my friend, and always talking me into carrying some of his programs, which some of them were pretty good and some of them were garbage. Anyhow, long story short, Glenn sold his company and became, you know, even more cocky and arrogant than he always was before. Okay? And so I had him on a show here, and he was ridiculing KSCO and the way we run KSCO and the way all the people here, you know, sound on the radio and that we're not professional and everything. And it gave Mr. Mean so much glee that he called up and said, now, Glenn Fisher, that's a guy that you got to keep on. You got to have more Glenn Fisher. You know, he's great. You know, that's the only positive thing I had out of him. Anyhow, so we know what kind of a guy he is, but he does not have the courage to let us know who he is or have his phone number so that we would call. And so it's sort of fun and sort of amusing to take his messages on the voicemail. But one day, maybe we should make it a contest. I think I've actually alluded to this once or twice before. If anyone can tell me who Mr. Mean really is, because he obviously does not want us to know who he is. There are a lot of friends and quasi-enemies of the radio station who are really friends, and we know that, who really love us, who are very happy for us to know who they are and have their phone numbers. But Mr. Mean is one of quite a number of people who will throw the rock and hide the hand. So I don't know. Not my kind of people, usually. It says you make him sound like a Mel Brooks character when you imitate him. Let's take our first phone call. Line one, that's Michael and Salinas. Hey, Michael, you're on the air on KSCO.
Good morning, Michael.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm one of the people that really like your show, your Saturday special.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I think most people who listen to it like it, even the ones who say, and I'm not talking about the Saturday special necessarily, I'm talking about the whole radio station. Mm-hmm. And people who call up with these criticisms on the voicemail, some of them call so much and they criticize so much, it begs the question, if you hate the radio station so much and you dislike so much of what we do, why the hell do you listen? There are lots of other radio stations to tune to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not much of a political analyst, and some of your guests that you have on, like Steve Hartman and Vernon.
Yeah.
I really sometimes get lost in their position in politics.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't quite understand why, but I do. But it's good anyways. And as far as Kay goes, yeah, I really like Kay's little excerpts that she puts out on the air. That's good.
Oh, well, some people are very upset about her editorials.
Oh, man, I like it. She's like a hot poker.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Well, great. Hey, thanks, Michael. Appreciate your
call. No, I'm not done yet. I wanted to comment. As far as the, it's not nuclear free, it's a prosperity free zone over there in Santa Cruz.
That's what I call it, yeah.
I think what it is I compare it to a personality. It's almost like psychological. Remember way back when Santa Cruz, when that Navy ship came in or they wanted to come in for the 4th of July and Santa Cruz said no way? They wouldn't let them park there and do the fireworks and all that?
Yes.
That was a long time ago. But see, Santa Cruz walks their talk.
Uh-huh.
They're so socialist. They're so bitter towards, you know, the United States and capitalism. And they actually show it in the way they do things. And then you compare that to Monterey, why it's more prosperous over here is because we have a more of a blend of, you know, we have a lot of the socialists, but yet the capitalists are just strong as ever, and we're more of a free flow market over here.
Yeah.
And just because it's a free flow market, it's open arms over here, and everybody for any reason can come here and go to the conference centers and do their thing, and nobody looks down on any of the people that come through here to do their business.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the real estate prices aren't quite as outrageous either because of that. I mean, more people can afford to live in decent housing in Monterey and Salinas than in Santa Cruz. Am I not right, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, and that's part of the reason. It's this exclusionary, holier-than-thou attitude on the part of the people in who at least have been in political control. And I'm afraid we'll probably remain in political control in Santa Cruz primarily because of the university vote.
Yeah, if you just look at it, like, you know, capitalism and those that are against capitalism, I mean, that's where it's really at.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're open to capitalism here, and anybody can come to the conference centers and do their stuff. Where you can't, you have to be of a certain type over in Santa Cruz, a genre, in order to, you know, put your stuff out. And you know that the liberals, they can't turn a dime on the radio program. They can't make money. They have nothing to say.
Well, they have a lot to say, but a lot of it's gobbledygook. But I do want people to call if they think that we, and Ben and Salinas is our token lefty here, who calls prolifically on KSCO, and actually most of the time when he calls, he elicits the phone line. Like, if, let me give you an example. Right now, there's only one other call waiting. You're not waiting, you're on the air, Michael. On both our 479-1080 and 477-1340. I know Mr. Means on the phone dialing it right now to call the comment line to say, the reason you don't have any calls, Mr. Z, is because you're boring. You know, I know that's what's happening just right now as we speak. But
well, I want to say one other little thing. Santa Cruz is a very beautiful location on this planet, and it's a darn shame that you have the people in power over there just, you know, putting their foot right on the head of, you know, what Santa Cruz could be.
Yeah. Yeah, and it goes on in Monterey County, too, but because it's my understanding that there was once an effort. I don't know how much of an effort it was, but it was an effort, apparently, to have a helicopter ride, scenic helicopter ride service. Here and I think it would have been at Moss Landing or some place where there aren't a lot of residences to be disturbed and things like that, and apparently it was shot down by the government. And it's just a mindset here on the Central Coast, definitely way more in Santa Cruz than in Monterey County, and I just wish it wasn't that way. I just wish it wasn't.
Just got to get more people out there to get rid of those people in power.
Well, the people who are productive are people who are working for a living, and I guess they have no business. They're working for a living, but they should vote, and a lot of them don't. A lot of them don't, and they get what they deserve, really.
What you need over in Santa Cruz is you need more politically empowered groups that are pro-America so they can stand up to all the groups that are anti-America.
Okay. Oh, that sounds good to me.
Power and numbers.
Michael, thanks for your call to the Saturday special. Is it Reg from Santa Cruz?
Actually, it's Rich.
Rich, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm an old Santa Cruz native myself here, Michael.
Oh, great.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling.
What I was kind of suggest to you is I listen to another radio station up there in San Francisco, and there's a fellow there named Bernie Ward who expresses very articulately and I think with a lot of reasonable sense kind of the leftist view a little bit, and I was
a little bit
I mean he really, I like him a lot, not because I'm a liberal particularly, but just because he articulates so well.
Yes.
And I would like to see somebody like that maybe with KSCO. I know you have Vernon and a couple other guys, but they don't seem to have the range.
Vern's not liberal. You want a liberal host on KSU, a regular liberal host, right?
Yeah, I think that would be fun, don't you? I
or
mean,
more.
It would give. Yeah.
Well, when we had Eric Sheck for years, he was a real pro, and it was good for the radio station, and a lot of the conservatives would call in and argue with him, and that makes for good radio. There's no question
about
that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? Even back then, Rich, we could never find anybody to sponsor Eric's program. You know, know what I mean by sponsor. You know, this program
is present, or
even specifically say that they're running ads on the radio station because of him, even though he's a great broadcaster.
Yeah.
And this is a national phenomenon. Do you remember recently? I don't know, 2 or 3 months ago, there was a national news item about some group of rich liberals from the Midwest or Chicago or something were getting together to somehow get a liberal talk radio network together, because they've done a very poor job of that, where the conservatives have done a wonderful job, and talk radio is probably what got George Bush elected, or Rush Limbaugh in 1994 was credited by many people for the changing of the political makeup of the Congress back then, and even talk radio, Rush and others now these days.
Right.
So it is it's a very, very powerful medium.
That's
in the region.
That's an interesting. I appreciate that explanation. That is interesting. You'd think, you know, that it's too bad they can't put their money where their mouth is. And
especially in a place like Santa Cruz, where there's so many of them, and they're in political control. You would think that they would get together some of their government monies and their grants and stipends to sponsor some time on the radio here.
Right.
It's not that we're excluding them. We want them
to call, and that
doesn't cost anything. You're a liberal, and you're calling, and we appreciate that.
Well, actually, I'm kind of, you know, I'm on the fence kind of guy most of the time.
Oh.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, I do appreciate the station. I enjoy a lot of the shows, and you guys are doing a great job. And keep it up.
Appreciate your kind words. I will repeat. We are not keeping liberal talk show hosts off the air, but this is a commercial business, and if we can get someone or some group of businesses to write a check to say, hey, we want to promote this, we're proud to attach our name to this particular host, we'll make space in prime time. Honest, ladies and gentlemen, we want to do that, but so far, you know, we can't. I mean, it's just got to be a donation from KSEO up until this point. Thanks for your call. Let's talk to Brian in Prunedale. By the way, our phone numbers are 479-1080 or 477-1340. Brian in Prunedale, you're on the air.
Good day, Mike.
Hey.
One Bernie Ward is one too many. He lost any credibility in talk radio when he called Rush Limbaugh fat. You know, that's so out of line.
I don't think Rush is fat anymore. And the last time I saw a picture of Bernie, he made Buddha look svelte.
Yeah, he tips the scale at probably over 4. So I think he's got a lot of nerve. That's about it.
You know what? We're engaging in what liberals do. We attack people's appearance and personally if we don't like what they say. And we shouldn't play that game. Don't you agree?
Not to go on about Bernie, because he's not worth it. I long ago determined he was the liar on the left, and it's not the lying. He called himself the lion on the left for a while, and what he was a lion on the left, lying all the time, and that made me not want to hear him. You know, you got that Alan Colmes on in the evenings, and I don't know if he's left or just flat wrong, but it's still fun to listen to him.
Good. Yeah, I got to tell you, I was in New York last week, and I watched Hannity and Colmes. My mom and I were there for the Talkers new media seminar, Talkers Magazine, and a lot of famous and impotent people were there, and it was sort of fun. It's always fun to go to those things. And while we were there, I visited the Fox News Channel, and I got to tell you, it's right there in Midtown, and everybody who works at Fox News Channel had just a beaming smile. They were so proud. And I walked in with my Fox News Channel jacket that they sent me, you know, as a surprise. I had no idea it was coming here as an expression of appreciation KOMY carrying the Alan Colmes Fox News Live talk radio program, which is their first foray into the world of talk radio. They've been in television, you know, for some time, and are really just burning up the ratings, and they're just leaving CNN and ABC and CBS and all the other major networks in the dust. But what I thought was really interesting, when I was going through that huge newsroom facility, it was just amazing. And their studios where they do Hannity and Colmes and Geraldo Rivera and all those people, is that everybody who works there has a big, beaming smile on his face or her face.
They like their work.
Sort of like KSCO.
Yeah, they like their work, and you got to let us know when the bus is open for... I don't know that the bus itself may not be open for... recall petition signatures, but let us know when there's somebody that's available to...
Yeah, Hartman, if you're listening, give us a call, Steve. Call on the VIP line. You've got that number. And
yeah,
maybe you could tell us when you're gonna be doing that.
Interestingly enough, that the big opposition to Bill Simon was that he oversaw the loss of $70 million or so dollars, apparently much of it his own money.
Mm-hmm.
Never minding that the Democrat candidate squandered. I mean, how much? We don't know. The final count's not in, but we're talking about billions, which brings me to the reason I called.
Oh.
Yeah, it may or may not be news that the President Bush sponsored a tax cut for the American people. Apparently what is angering a lot of Democrats is that he pulled it off, unlike the president of the last two terms, the scoundrel Clinton, who promised a middle-class tax cut for two campaigns, made that one of the pillars of his campaign, and never delivered one cent. So the $350 billion, although that may not be a lot of money to some people, it's all coming back to the people that whose money it belongs to, you know, to whom it belonged. And Clinton never gave up a penny, not a single solitary cent after promising. So my conclusion is that Democrats don't like people that tell the truth. And somebody can dispute that, but I can show you all kinds of cases where it apparently is true. The dirty little secret is Bush only wanted $250 billion in cuts, but he asked for $750 because he knew how it would work out.
Yeah.
But he can't admit that because then he'll overplay his hand.
Yeah.
So he got more than he asked for, and like it, you people that don't want your own money back, you know, find a place to spend it and get rid of it as fast as you can.
Well, they can contribute it back to their own funds, I guess.
Oh, it's funny to hear people saying that you know, it's just an itty-bitty tax cut.
Yeah.
Well, $350 billion still seems like a lot of money to me.
Okay. Hey, Brian, thank you for calling the Saturday special. Keep listening to KSCO AM 1080. That was Brian in Prunedale. Let's go now to Jim in Santa Cruz. Let's see. Jim, are you there? You're on the air.
Yes. Good morning, Michael.
Hey there.
Listen, Colmes. I listen to Colmes on the radio. This is probably a business decision on your part, but I've always wondered why you run him on the little station and a rerun of Savage on the big station.
We might be changing that because we didn't know how it would
work
out.
Well, it's like that caller from Monterey who was talking about, you know, liberal, you're not having liberal and hosts and so forth. Why, right now,
I see what you're saying.
I think Colmes is probably, but I don't know if anybody else, you know, notice. I find Alan Colmes on the radio and Alan Colmes on the television, I sometimes want to holler, will the real Alan Colmes stand up?
So interesting.
I think he plays a far different role on the television, you know, more of the attack role, that he's there to be the counterpart, you know, if you will, to
Hannity. Yeah.
Hannity.
Yeah. Okay. So you think he's different on the radio, Jim?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Now tell me how he's different.
Oh, I think he's far more moderate. I think I think it's probably because he's a professional radio person that he understands the trend in radio.
Bingo! You've brought up what I started to bring up, and I got sidetracked because I have a mind that disconnects very easily here.
So
happy you called to bring that up, because I said when I was sitting in I was watching Hannity and Colmes downstairs, you know, in the TV studio,
uh-huh.
and then at 10 o'clock when it was over, 10 o'clock Eastern time, which is 7 o'clock our time when it's over, he's got to leave. He can't talk with anybody like Hannity can and everybody else who's in the TV studio. He's got to run up to the 18th floor on the elevator, and he's got like fewer than 6 minutes to do that and get himself all situated in the radio studio. And so he said to me, he said, come on up, and some other guests who were there, including my mom, and we went up there and we watched the radio show. And as the radio show was being broadcast, I don't have time to listen to it on KSCO or KOMY. I'm not around very much, but I was listening to it there as it was going out in the studio, and I turned to the producers and the board ops there, and I said, this Alan Combs is changing.
Absolutely.
I mean, the reason he is getting good on the radio and the reason he's succeeding is because he's leaving his liberal his liberal persuasion behind. Or he's definitely becoming more moderate, as you say.
Yes,
it hit me like a ton of bricks, and here you've noticed that too.
Oh yeah, I think as far as the typical Santa Cruz liberal, if they were to listen to him regularly on the radio, they would not they would say, what happened to our, our TV Combs? He's not the same person, and he's certainly not as extreme as you would, with some of the attack modes he goes into on television. I think you're right. I mean, I think he understands the business, and I think he knows what's selling in radio. And at least he's moderate. And in fact, I enjoy him. I often listen. Catch both
okay,
programs.
Well, there's a good chance we are going to switch and put Alan on KSCO.
It's kind of fun to watch him on the TV and then catch him on the radio, too.
I'll tell you what else has been, a lot of people have been asking for, they say, why if we have the number three popular host, in the country, Michael Savage, why do we put him on our small station instead of our... Well, he is on the big station now from 7 to 10, the rerun.
Yeah.
But why don't we put him on live from 4 to 7? Well, because we have Phil Henry there, which we think a lot of people like. However, more recently, people have been saying to us that Phil Henry's getting a little tiresome and a little repetitive, and that we really should put Savage on live from 4 to 7. What do you think, guys, gang, everybody?
I disagree.
You disagree?
I disagree.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm still a Henry fan, but...
Yeah.
I want one more thing. Did you follow this American Idol thing, a TV controversy and all that? I don't know how big of a television.
Not at all. No. The only thing I watch on television is Hannity and Combs and Bill O'Reilly once in a while, and Curb Your Enthusiasm always, the funniest show that's ever been produced in the world.
Had you heard that the spots, the commercial spots on that final program were selling at the same price that Super Bowl spots were getting? Fox.
Wow. I hadn't heard that. But
and had you heard that ABC announced the winner in New York 3 hours before the program was shown out here? And
like a presidential election.
Yes, at ABC, their boards were so flooded and people so angry.
Then maybe ABC maybe will go out of business because of that.
That carries ABC in San Francisco, their telephone lines, both radio and I heard
maybe KGO and KSFO will go out of business it's owned by ABC, and if ABC keeps making faux pas like that, I mean the people just won't take it.
There's a lot of angry people, and I got a kick out of how many people responded angrily to that? It seemed they were more upset about that than they were the election.
Jim, wait a second. You can't hear the music, but that means...
Okay, well, I'll catch you later. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. There goes Jim. Now, who wrote this? Did you write this? Okay, Carol said, no, keep Phil Henry. We're not talking about getting rid of Phil Henry. All we're talking about doing, Carol, is flipping Phil Henry, putting him on KOMY and putting Michael Savage, the real star of ratings, and if you look at the ratings throughout the country, Savage is huge, and Phil Henry barely even shows up. I mean, there's nothing there. He's very, very talented, don't get me wrong. I love listening to Phil Henry myself, and, Savage is real bitter, but he's sort of funny, too.
I think most people that listen to Savage listen from 7 to 10 anyway, though. That's what I hear when they call in. They can't hear him until they get off work.
Oh, okay. So,
it might be a mistake.
So both of you think
them.
It's a bad idea to do the flip-flop.
I definitely think it's a bad idea.
Okay, all right. What do you got? What does the audience think? 479-1080. 477-1340. It's the Saturday special. It's a quarter to 11. There's an hour and 15 more minutes remaining with MZ and the open mic edition. A very rare occurrence here on AM 1080 KSCO. So stay with us and dial us up. 477-1340. Got open lines.
In the middle of our street, our house. In the middle of our...
There are over 70 million Americans who suffer from arthritis. But for arthritis pain relief, there's only one Aleve, the medicine more and more doctors are recommending for all-day relief of pain. Doctors know Aleve can stop tough pain all day with fewer pills than Tylenol. And Aleve works right at the site of arthritis to provide fast, effective relief. Get relief doctors recommend. Aleve, arthritis pain relief that's all day strong, all day long. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain. Comparisons based on minimum 24-hour label dosing.
It's happening all over town. Hammocks are being hung. Dibs are being called on prime leaning spots under backyard elm trees. Yep, a lazy summer's on the way. So better pick up some Country Time lemonade. You want to be ready to settle back with a nice daydream and a pitcher of that good old-fashioned taste. Because it won't be long before spring fever turns into a full-blown case of summer.
Hi, it's MZ with a recommendation for those of you who might be tired of your job, ready for a career change, or simply want to make more money. There is nothing better than being the master of your own destiny by owning and running your own successful home-based business. Now, I've been an entrepreneur for over 30 years. I've been a video producer, a real estate broker and investor, a broadcaster, and an American Longevity distributor. Though I've enjoyed it all, I must say that as an American Longevity distributor, I enjoy the best of all worlds. I travel, I help people get well, I talk on the radio, I make money, and I've made some of the best friends of my life. What could be better? Well, one thing I can think of is turning others onto the same business and lifestyle. Once you've proven to yourself that American Longevity products really work, you should seriously consider taking the next step of becoming an independent distributor for our products. Talk to your American Longevity distributor. Tell him or her you're ready to embark upon the great American Longevity adventure, and tell him MZ sent you.
Mommy, can I have candy, please? Please, 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 can I have candy, please?
No, Jimmy, you can't have any more candy. Has this happened to you? Have you experienced long lines in the supermarket? Introducing Milkman Plus. Milkman Plus delivers groceries to your home at supermarket prices. Meat, poultry, dairy, fruit, vegetables, juice, canned and dry goods, condiments, and much more. No minimum, no delivery charge, no kidding. Milkman Plus, 566-5252. That's 566-5252. Or milkmanplus.com.
Hello, folks. My name is Timmis. I come from Ireland. And when I was living in Ireland, all I ever had was a bike. Anyway, the other day I was walking. There was a place called RVs of Merit. I walked in and I said, "Boy, these certainly aren't bicycles." It was the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen. Motorhomes. So I said, you mind if I get in one and ride it? And I wrote it, "Ladies and gentlemen, may I tell you, it's the greatest thing I've ever been in my life. You can sleep in it, you can cook in it, there is nothing you can't do in it. Yes, you can even do that."
RVs of Merit in Scotts Valley. Get your escape vehicle for as little as $129 per month for a new trailer, or just $299 per month for a new Class C motorhome. Enjoy this beautiful country. Get out and go places now. Open 9 to 6 every day. RVs of Merit, Scotts Valley Drive in Scotts Valley.
Listen, folks, do me a favor. Buy one and ride right alongside of me. Remember, you get it at RVs of Merit. Go down there, folks. Go down.
Okay, welcome back to hour number one of the KSCO Open Mic Saturday Special. We have almost full lines. One line available at 477-1340. It's MZ. Nobody's in the studio with me, but Bobby Drake and Carol Stafford are in the control room. Pilots in command here. So I better watch what I say here if I want to stay on the air. Okay, all kinds of topics today. Caller-driven. One thing that we are seriously considering is doing a flip-flop, putting Savage on live on 1080 from 4 to 7, and putting Phil Henry, not getting rid of Phil Henry, but putting Phil Henry on the smaller station, because we feel that many, 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 many more people would rather hear Michael Savage live than hear Phil Hendry live. But now, maybe that's wrong. Maybe that's wrong. So let us know what you think. 477-1340. Is this true? I mean, Gray Davis is. Gray Davis heard Kay's commentary.
This is true. This is what I heard.
And he called the comment line.
Indeed.
Okay. Well, during the break, I'll listen to that, and if it's true, we'll play it here. Obviously, she's getting to be pretty famous here. I mean, people at Fox News Channel are actually talking about her things are pretty powerful.
She's turning some heads, huh?
Yeah. Absolutely. So we'll see what happens. I want to listen. So you just picked that up, or who someone else? You got a message that someone said that, or what? Okay. Yeah. Apparently, Gray Davis has a reaction to Kay's editorial here. So we'll play that right after the on the comment line. Apparently, so we'll be playing that after the break here. In the meantime, let's go back to the phone lines here. The traffic lackey. Haven't heard from him in a while. Hey, traffic lackey, what's up?
Hey, Michael, I'm glad you mentioned a couple of people in the same show today.
Yeah.
Who? I'm wondering if you are aware of the person who said that Michael Savage would go nowhere when he was doing local in San Francisco.
No. Who was that?
Glenn Fisher.
Oh, okay. All right.
He said KNBR, the sports station, even beats Michael Savage.
Hey, traffic lackey. I honestly don't remember that. I thought Glenn said that he's a great broadcaster from day one.
No, he never said that. He said that political talk would go out of style, and that's why John and Ken were so great, because they weren't.
I do remember that.
Yeah, he said it was going to be the big next generation of talk radio. Was going to be the water cooler stuff.
I absolutely remember that. But you're saying that's not what you said at the beginning of this conversation. You said that he said that Savage was not going to go anywhere. And
right, he said that kind of talk radio was going out the door, that Rush Limbaugh...
So he was talking about that kind of talk radio, not specifically
that
Michael
Rush Limbaugh.
Savage.
He even went so far as to say that Rush Limbaugh's career was coming to an end.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and where did all his flash-in-the-pan shows end up? Nowhere. The only reason why John and King got their afternoon show on KFI back was because the new guys who replaced them, one of the guys died of AIDS.
Uh-huh.
So Corral is now at KGO.
Yeah, yeah.
Because his partner, whatever you want to call it, I don't want to offend any progressives here.
Yeah.
So I just think when you mention Glenn Fisher, it only diminishes your credibility as an analyst of what talk radio is and how good it is and what's not good. And, you know.
Well, we simply, I was actually sort of making the same point. I was just making a statement of things that have gone on in the past on this station. I wasn't. You know, I wasn't saying Glenn Fisher is God or anything like that. I mean, maybe you took it that way.
It sounded as though you had a red face when you were speaking of him.
No, the only reason I brought him up is the only reason his name even came up on the radio today was in the context of that Mr. Mean guy who calls our comment line and won't tell us who he is. He just criticizes everything and everybody except Glenn Fisher. He says you need to have more of him. That's all. That was the only reason I brought him up.
Oh, okay, and I think Glenn Fisher, and I know somebody earlier mentioned Bernie Ward. Glenn Fisher, I think, was sort of a Bernie Ward wannabe, you know, where someone comes on the air, a caller, they make a statement, then he hangs up on them and then rebuts what they're saying without giving them the opportunity to really fire back and give a real balanced perspective of what their view is on a particular issue.
Yeah.
Because if you really listen to Bernie Ward, he runs from his callers. He's a coward,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's why Alan Combs' show is working, because he actually does give the callers a chance to say what they want to say.
Yes.
And actually go after the politicians he's interviewing.
Do you think we should put Combs on the big station?
I think he would do well after Savage. I think you should do Savage in the afternoon. I think Phil Hendry works taped, because it's not really... a caller-driven radio program.
Well, you know, actually, Traffic Lackey, where Phil Hendry is now, according to my understanding, on KFI, which was his flagship station.
7 to 10.
It's at the old original time where he was live, and guys like me were calling Premier saying, "Hey, this guy is so different and so original. You really ought to put him on during the drive time because you don't have much competition."
No, it's, you know, it only takes a matter of time before the audience figures them out and knows that it's just a spoof. And then they get bored.
Yeah.
so
because
I
that's another possibility. Maybe we should take him off from 4 to 7 and put him on from 7 to 10. You know where the refeed is anyhow.
Absolutely.
KFI.
And I also think you should also incorporate guys like Michael Medved and also Drudge into your programming.
We met Michael Medved. We had a nice long talk with him at the Talkers thing last week in New York a week ago today. And he's a very nice man, and he would love to be on our station.
Or Don and Mike are great as well.
Yeah.
For a good afternoon program to fill in that 12 to 3 slot, and that would solve your problem as far as finding programming at noon. And they would put 3 hours of programming on your station.
Right. Okay. Hey, thanks. Good to hear from you.
All right. See
Take
you later.
Care. Bye-bye. That was the famous traffic lackey. Okay, now let's go to Jane in Watsonville. Jane, you're on the air on AM 1080 KSCO.
Hi, Bob. This is Jane. I haven't called in a long time.
Did you call me Bob?
Yeah, Bob.
How you doing?
Fine. I was saying I turned on Combs, and I really liked him on the radio, but I can't stand him on television. So maybe he's being Hannitized by Sean Hannity.
Maybe.
Hannity says, oh, I'm going to Hannitize him.
I think I know what's going on here. You know,
I know it. It's kind of
in the talk radio industry, it is well known that that if you are a liberal or extreme liberal or if you're anything closer to liberal than moderate, your show is going to fail.
Uh-huh.
It's just going to be a miserable economic disaster. Perfect example is Jerry Brown here, a very charismatic public speaker and you know, guy who's got a lot of followers, particularly in this area, and his show was a miserable failure also.
Yes. Some can do it and some can't.
No. Just it's what the message is. The message just doesn't play in talk radio. Anger and bitterness doesn't play well on talk radio. It really doesn't.
Anyway, I love Michael Savage, and he's on television this afternoon at 2 o'clock on MSNBC.
Oh.
2 o'clock. He's having a rerun today on all of his other shows. He's been on about 2 months now.
Right.
And he's great. Yeah, I love him.
So would you be in favor of us bumping Phil Hendry from 4 to 7 on the big station and putting Savage on
live? Well, sometimes I listen on KSFO. Michael Savage, that's how I get off the station of KSCO sometimes.
Oh, my, then that's a very strong reason for us to make that change.
Yeah.
So that we don't have to lose Jane from Watsonville. Thanks for calling, Jane. You
okay,
take care. It's 2 minutes before 11. No, 3 minutes before 11. No, whatever it is before 11. It's Saturday special. 479-1080, 477-1340. Nobody uses the fax machine anymore. Is it broken? 475-2967? You know, how come we don't get faxes? Maybe people just, I don't know, maybe people don't want to use the fax machine anymore. Okay, Millie in Rio Del Mar, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Millie?
I think she wanted to wait till after the news.
Oh. She wanted to wait till after the news? Okay. All right, so let's go to John in Scotts Valley. Hey, John in Scotts Valley, you're on the air.
Yes. All right, hi, Michael.
Are you on the? You're on a cell phone, listening in the car, I guess, huh?
Yes, I am.
Can you turn the radio down, and then we'd love to hear you.
Yeah, it's off.
Good, thanks. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael, this is John from Scotts Valley.
Yeah.
I routinely listen to Michael Savage on my way home from work in the evening, and previously I was picking it up from Reno, actually.
Uh-huh.
So I would really appreciate it if you kept it on from 7 to 10. That's really, I think, a good time for us to pick it up.
Okay, good. We'll put that down. Yeah, we've heard that from a lot of people.
Yeah, so anyway.
So maybe everything is just perfect. Okay, that's great.
It's
thanks.
Just right.
Thanks for weighing in. Appreciate
sure.
it. And take care and drive safely, John. Here's Ed in Aptos. Ed, you're on the air with KSCO.
Yeah, I hope I get more time and can be carried over.
Well, go ahead, Ed. What's up?
Well, I've got several things. As he was going along, I was writing down notes. And you said anger and bitterness doesn't work on talk radio. And to me, that's what Savage is.
You have actually made a point here, I have to admit.
You know,
but at least he's anger with sense of humor instead of just total bitterness. And
well, I haven't listened to him that much, but he was going on, I guess, the animal rights people, he was going on about them where they were equating people, the treatment of animals with the treatment of Jews.
Ed, we will certainly hold you over till the after the news, which comes up in about 6 seconds, if you'll stay with us.
I've been holding for a half hour. What a couple more minutes.
Okay, great. Stand by. This is KSCO Santa Cruz, KOMY Watsonville. Here's the news.
USA Radio Network News. I'm Kurt Lewis. Here we are, only a few hours into the holiday weekend, and it's already a deadly one on the nation's highways. In central Nebraska, near Ogallala, a big rig driver died overnight when his semi veered out of control.
The semi did leave the roadway and struck a bridge abutment, and it caused the overpass to collapse.
Nebraska Highway Patrol dispatcher Jana Barker says it's hard to say when Interstate 80 will reopen. Traffic's been rerouted, but it's slow going along one of the nation's busiest interstates. Another busy highway, this one in Maryland, was closed because of a terrible chain reaction crash blamed on soupy fog.
Visibility at the time of the crash was thought to be no more than 200 feet. Two people died in the crash, including one man who was hit by a vehicle as they rushed to reach the safety of the median barrier. State police say they expect a 14-mile stretch of the road to be closed until at least 3 o'clock. I'm Matt Bush reporting.
Commencement speech from Laura Bush, the First Lady, telling 91 members of Fort Campbell High School's class of 2003 their experiences as military kids will only make them stronger.
Fort Campbell is the home of the 101st Airborne Division. About two-thirds of the seniors have at least one parent currently deployed. Most of them are in Iraq or Afghanistan. Mrs. Bush told the audience that every American should be proud to live in a country where citizens serve with such dedication. She says the students should be especially proud of their parents. I'm Mary Perrin.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask how, ask now, ask Sherwin-Williams.
Hurry into your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store today and save during our Memorial Day sale. For 5 days only, save 30% on all paints and stains. Plus, save 33 to 64% on all wallpaper. Stop by soon. Sale ends Monday.
Ask how, ask now, ask Sherwin-Williams.
For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
You've got that home improvement look in your eye. What are you planning?
Something that will make our skin softer, cleaning easier, laundry brighter, and our drinking water taste better than ever.
In one weekend?
In one phone call. Hey, Culligan Man.
For a limited time, your Culligan Man is offering both a water softener and drinking water for just $9.95 a month for the first 3 months. So trust the water experts. Visit Culligan.com or call your local Culligan Man today and say,
Hey, Culligan Man.
Dealer participation may vary. Visit Culligan.com for details. Expires August 31st.
In Colorado, a condemned killer is going back to court for sentencing after his death penalty was tossed out by a judge who objected to the jury's use of the Bible during deliberation.
They brought the Bibles and read different scriptures and passages and things.
A juror was on the panel that convicted one Robert Harlan for the murder of a waitress and for the shooting that left a Good Samaritan paralyzed for life. An appeals judge ruled the jury, consulting the biblical code of justice, has, as he puts it, no place in a constitutional death penalty proceeding. NASA tells investigators it would have been risky but possible to launch a rescue attempt to save the crew of Space Shuttle Columbia if the agency had only known how badly damaged the spacecraft was. The arsenic poisoning of a Maine church group that killed one man may have been an accident. At least that's according to a lawyer who once represented the parishioner who committed suicide after his name became connected as a suspect. This is USA Radio News.
If you were to say, Orkin man, you don't have to go to school to kill bugs, I'd say, nobody's born an expert, my friend. I actually took entomology classes to learn that thief ants will nest right under your kitchen counters. It's not exactly good dinner conversation, but what you thought was dinner for four could really be dinner for 4,000. I still take courses to keep up with the latest facts, like how the Argentine ant has no natural enemy. Except, of course, for me. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
In the nation's first terrorism trial since September 11th, the jury's taking the holiday weekend off to continue its deliberations again next week.
Attorney Cy Weiner says the lack of a verdict doesn't necessarily mean that the defendants will go free.
And it's remarkable in this climate of heightened concern regarding terrorism that the jury is not jumping to conclusions and it is taking its job very seriously and trying to do the right thing.
The case involves four men charged with running a terrorist cell from their Detroit apartment. I'm Doug Wood.
And on the subject of terrorism, the feds are hoping you'll keep your eyes peeled over the Memorial Day weekend. The nation's terrorism alert status remains high at level orange. Security arrangements are tighter than ever at national monuments, landmarks, and national parks. And on Wall Street Friday, stocks were pretty flat in light pre-holiday trading. The Dow gained 7 points, finishing the week at 8601. Kurt Lewis with news on the USA Radio Network.
Why talk when you can argue?
News Talk 1080 KSCO.
Good morning once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is AM 1080 and AM 1340 KSEO and KOMY. It's 5 minutes past 11 o'clock. I am, of course, Bobby Drake here, ignoring the phone and bringing you your Central Coast weather forecast for today, Saturday, May 24th. It's going to be mostly cloudy with areas of fog out there today, as if you couldn't tell. We got a little more drizzle for the rest of the morning, becoming partly cloudy later in the afternoon with highs in the mid-50s to the upper 70s. Later on tonight, more clouds, more fog, and more drizzle. Lows in the lower to mid-50s. And your Monterey Bay Boaters forecast for today, northwest winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming 10 to 20 knots by the afternoon, with wind waves of 2 to 4 feet and a swell west 2 to 4 feet every 12 seconds. It's currently 59 degrees here in Santa Cruz. We take you now to hour number 2 of the Saturday special with MZ.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
Okay, it is confirmed. Apparently, Governor Gray Davis has heard Kay's editorial here and has comments, so we will be playing that very soon here.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
Okay, before we go back to Ed in Aptos, who has some good points to make here on the Saturday special, I'm going to read these quick faxes. We got not one, but two faxes. All I needed to do was invite them. 479-2967 is our fax number here at AM 1080 KSCO, your favorite radio station. Yes, please put Savage on KSCO at 4 till 7 p.m. live. I can't get KOMY, so I listen to Savage on K... Thanks, John. Hi, Michael. Please put Michael Savage on 1080. Well, he is on 1080, but he's on 1080 from 7 to 10 p.m. Maybe you don't know that here. We didn't want to live in Santa Cruz. This is why. Santa Cruz, too much government, awful planning department, bums, scary, and downtown. Kay's commentary is great. Keep them coming. Well, the Holly Weirds did say they would leave the country if Bush won, so what's the problem? Phil Hendry on later. If the Davis recall happens, next step would be an election in November. That is why we need the signatures of registered voters now before September. Okay, so do we need to play Kay's editorial again? You played it at the beginning of last hour. I don't think we need to. I'll just put it out there. Anybody who hasn't heard Kay's latest editorial on Gray Davis should be recalled. Give us a call here and let us know if you want us to replay it again. Maybe it's not necessary. It probably isn't. Okay, back to the phone lines we go. I will tell you now that we do have open lines both at 479-1080 and 477-1340. 8 minutes past 11 a.m., hour number 2 of the KSCO Saturday Special. My name is MZ, and I want to talk to you today. Okay. Ed, where were we?
Well, we're talking about Michael Savage, but something you just after the news came up, I wanted to comment on that.
Okay.
And that I think it's not true that the next governor, if Davis is recalled, would be elected in November. It would be that the election takes place at the same time as recall. I think the proposition of his being recalled is put on, and then it says if he is recalled, then they give you a laundry list of candidates to choose from, mm-hmm. to replace them. I think that's the process that it goes through. Anyhow, I was just talking about you rebutting.
Well, no. I mean, the next step would be an election in November. Oh. That's the soonest the recall election could happen. I think that's what's meant here by Judy DeVilbiss, who wrote this, by the way. So that could be
that the election will be, but I don't think it necessarily has to be in November. It can be. You get, that's why you have the things, because you get the petition and they call the election when you get, you know, when you get the thing. There might be something tied in with it that, you know, they'll skip a few a little bit of time to catch an election cycle.
Judy, give us a call on and let us know. Put evidently you've checked into this, because we had talked earlier and I said, I what happens if this election happens? Then what happens? And Judy,
I got the impression that she thought that, you know, he's recalled and then you have an election in November to replace him. Well, they happen.
And then Cruz Bustamante is the interim governor, you mean? Or?
No, I think it's coincidental. His replacement is chosen at the time of recall, if he's recalled. To get that little diversion there, a minor point that I wanted to talk to, the anger and bitterness seem like, I've listened very little to Savage because I can't stomach the man. I mean, it always seems like he's pouring out venom, and I refuse to listen to that. I don't understand how people can, but anyhow, that wasn't really what I called about. One of the other things, when you were back there, did you run into Doug Steffen?
Yes. Unfortunately, it was with my car.
Oh.
No, I'm only kidding.
Well, you have him on in 1 hour in the morning, I think.
No, three, more than that. He's on more than that.
A couple hours. Sometimes I kind of wake up. I catch him every once in a while early in the morning. I seem to be awakened at that time. Anyhow, I think that he is kind of a balance. He seems to be somewhat successful, because when people call in there, they're calling in from all over the country, so he must have a fairly wide distribution, although it's a morning show and not an evening show. One other minor point, you're talking about the liberal shows and getting their sponsors. I don't think that the other, maybe the bigger stations, that the hosts have to go out and scare up their own sponsors. I think
And they don't have to hear either, Ed. But someone has to be willing to step. We have a sales staff. It's not a very big sales staff, and we've tried very, very diligently for years to get sponsors for existing shows that we had on that were liberal and shows that we proposed to put on, and we have not been able to get a single sponsor for such a show. How about you?
Well, if I had a business, I might be interested. Well, because it kind of seems counterproductive if we have all these liberal people, and Santa Cruz is voting liberal, that the people don't want to reach that audience, and yet
I agree. I totally agree. And it's not and I don't want to be accused of shutting out or censoring liberals, because that's just not true.
But my main point I want to talk to the topic I want to talk about was I caught Bill Moyers on his TV show that's on Friday nights on PBS. Called Now.
Yeah.
And one of his segments last night was about the FCC and their upcoming ruling that they're going to make, scheduled to come out, or I guess they'll come out the first part of June with it. And so they have a group called Public Integrity, is kind of a watchdog organization, and they did an investigation of the FCC, if you will, and what's been going on there.
Uh-huh.
And basically, the FCC is supposed to be, you know, to watch out for the public, and they're in bed with the broadcasting, especially the big broadcasters. And one of the facts that came out was that the big broadcasting, through the National Broadcasters Association, have sponsored 2,500 trips for FCC staffers, and the commission, the commission members, there's five of them, to various things. This is, a lot of them have been going to Las Vegas, I guess.
Ed, can we cut to the chase? I think this is real important, but you're rambling on here. I love you, but just get to the point, please.
The point is that they're asking the FCC to continue the decision so that more public comment can be made. And when they do have public forums for comment, three of the commissioners don't show up, and their mind seems to be closed.
I think you're probably right, and I think the Communications Act of 1996 is an abomination. I think it's a terrible thing that was not in the public interest to allow essentially all limitations on ownership of multiple broadcast radio and TV stations in a single market. It legalized monopolies.
Well,
and flies directly in the face of the antitrust actions.
Exactly.
And the only reason why I haven't personally made that a sort of a personal cause celeb, it's not going to hurt KSCO at all. KSCO doesn't owe any money to anybody, and KSCO is going to be here as long as I and my family choose to run this radio station and make it a fair and reasonable voice for everyone as an independent radio station. But I do think that Clear Channel and CBS and all the big companies that have been allowed to monopolize and dictate what the majority of people are allowed to hear, I think that's been very, very bad for the public interest, convenience, and necessity. And I think the FCC and the Congress should be ashamed of themselves. And I think what they're about to do again now is do this with newspapers. They're gonna make it so that newspapers. I believe that currently there is a rule where a daily newspaper cannot own a radio station in the same market, and I think that's about to change.
I don't know. I haven't followed the broadcasting industry that closely, but I know I grew up in Fresno, and I know McClatchy, which owns the Bee, which is in all the valley towns of Sacramento, Modesto, and Fresno, and they own the TV station and radio station in Fresno. And maybe it's before and I think there was a law that came out because they severed their ties with the TV station and the radio station. So maybe that was changed. But when it first started, there wasn't that caveat
That's the big thing that's about to be voted on in June, according to my understanding.
The thing is that this is government and we have a process, and when we're being shut out of it, but I would recommend everybody to listen to maybe even go on the web and look up PBS and Bill Moyers, because he has a lot of interesting topics as far as governance of this country goes and having a reasonable one. One other thing he brought out a couple of weeks ago, he had Molly Ivins on talking about the revolt they had in Texas where the legislatures went up to Oklahoma to keep them from gerrymandering their state to more than it has been. And she had her definition of a politician was somebody that can, get in there and they can reach a compromise. They might have different points of view, but they can reach a compromise. And she said in Texas, they aren't politicians anymore. They've got the majority, so they're going to ram it down somebody's throat, once they've got that. And
like the local city council in Santa Cruz and the supervisors in the county of Santa Cruz.
Well,
Ed, thanks very much for your call, the KSCO Saturday Special. We got to move on now to Millie. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, by the way, we are, coming up next here, the Gray Davis thing from the voicemail. So go ahead.
Don't forget to return the email.
I will. I know all about that.
Okay.
I'm sorry I didn't get you get
no,
to call
no,
back.
No, I don't
right
care.
Here.
I just wanted you to know about the plan. Okay, the characterization regarding the traffic lackey who was on before the hour.
Yes.
His characterization of Bernie Ward was entirely false. I've been listening to Ward for 12 years. He's been on with God Talk for 15 years and other shows. He's a twice Peabody Award winner in journalism, a brilliant person, and he's an expert Jesuit.
I never should have let him go on about Bernie Ward in a competing
station,
because of course it was going to create phone calls.
Well, okay, I just have another sentence about him in journalism, and he's an expert Jesuit-style debater. Bernie does not run away from debate. That's so absurd. He usually keeps absurd callers on long enough, maybe 3 minutes, to counter all the points.
Okay,
that's enough. But he spends a tremendous amount of time researching political issues. Okay, now here's something that you might find interesting. It's regarding the mischaracterization of myself and other liberal Democrats. Number one, I am for the death penalty in all of the heinous cases. Number two, I am against abortion. after the formation of the brain stem, which is approximately the 10-week fetus.
Uh-huh.
Here we have a human entity in progress. So this might surprise a lot of people, but that's how it is.
Okay.
And I hope that this brings a few calls on. And
so far, there's nobody. It's just you and me, Millie. I don't know what happened.
Your whole board was wiped out?
It wasn't wiped out. I mean, it just dropped. There's no other callers besides you and me. It might have been your call. It might have been Ed's call, or a combination of the both. Or people might have just got tired of listening to me and want to go do something else.
I don't think my no more than a minute on Bernie Ward could have done that.
Well, probably not. Probably not.
I really don't.
Yeah.
However, the receding call may have. But at any rate...
Now, was that a nice thing to say about Ed and Aptos?
No, I'm all for him. It's just that it did go on a bit. However,
yes.
I really feel that there's a lot of mischaracterization and lack of understanding about liberal Democrats in this area by this really small amount of super conservatives that often call your station.
Uh-huh.
Liberal Democrats can be very varied in their
there
views.
Are very, they're a small amount. So you think probably most of the conservatives that live in the area, you know, find our station as an oasis and they end up calling.
Oh, yeah.
So that there aren't many people who were conservative who don't call KSCO, because there aren't very many of them, in your opinion, in this area. Is that correct?
Well,
is that a correct statement?
Well, all you have to know is that this county votes overwhelmingly Democrat in all elections.
Uh-huh.
So that's the proof of the pudding right there.
I see.
And for years and years, your station has catered to the conservative view,
uh-huh.
So it is an oasis.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Millie, thanks for calling and making that point here. All right, some faxes. This is from Landon regarding Savage. question, how can you tell that Savage is lying? His lips are moving. Savage is the most self-absorbed, egomaniacal person on radio. Dr. Savage states that he has written and published 43 books. He fails to disclose he has personally financed the publication of these books. Please either remove Savage from the lineup entirely or leave him where he is. Again, that's from Landon in, I guess it's in Santa Cruz. Dear Z, I so enjoy the Dr. Wallach rerun shows. However, I find it impossibly rude to hear ads aired during his show, ads that say, I will cut off your head and pluck out your eyes and have sex with your skull. No, that doesn't cut. What are you talking about? That's not punch me I just turn off the show and go on to other stations. Margaret, you're dreaming. There's just you might hear stuff like that. It sounds like something that you might hear during Man Cow on KOMY that we have from 4 in the morning until 8 a.m. Sort of a little experiment here. If you haven't listened to the program, Man Cow is what is commonly called a shock jock in the radio business. He's a good friend of mine, and I happen to know that he does not particularly like that term and does not particularly like that kind of radio wants to be doing more traditional talk radio. But I'd be interested in anybody who is listening to this program who has heard the Man Cow Morning Madhouse out of Chicago that we have on KOMY for the last few months from 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. to call us and give us your impressions. I'm very, very interested in that. 479-1080 or 477-1340. Okay, as promised here, they made a recording of a voicemail here. Her latest editorial has not been particularly complimentary toward the governor of our state, Gray Davis, and in fact strongly advocates for his recall. And apparently he has gotten wind of that and has called our comment line. So here.
Yes, this is Mr. Gray Davis. I was getting my hair filed this morning when I heard your editorial from a Mrs. Zwirling. Now, I've always spoken very highly of Mrs. Zwirling, and I cannot really extremely, extremely gentlemanly in my suits. Therefore, I do not understand how she could be taking exception to my political stance, so to speak. And also, to hear that Rosemary Chalmers, a dyed-in-the-wool lefty, so to speak, is helping facilitate the signatures and doing a drive-by of people driving by and shooting my picture in your radio station, I understand. It's just not correct, and I thought I could count on Mrs. Rosemary Chalmers to defend my sterling record. Once again, this is Gray Doofus signing off.
Now, wait a minute.
To repeat this message kept. Fourth
Gray,
message.
Did I hear that?
There's constituents. Gray Doofus here, for your information. I would like to write you a written reply today, but unfortunately my office has been darkened by electrical blackouts. And in the future, all brownouts will be in Rosemary Chalmers' knickers. Thank you very much.
What?
To repeat this message, press 1. To delete this
what?
Message,
this is...
message kept. Fifth message.
I'm sorry to bother you for the very third time, but after a few hundred thousand signatures, I'm sure I'll never be able to bother you again. I have a little bit of bad news for the radio station. To bolster my campaign and my political outcome, I will be taking three pundits from your area, and I'm afraid you will very, very, very be missing them from your station. That would be Ben from Salinas, Harold from Watsonville, and Millie from Aptos. These fine minds have been wasted, and I will now take them to run the finely oiled machine of my campaign. Thank you very much. And this is Gray Doofus signing off, and I will never bother you again. Thank you.
All right. Well, you know, I guess we elicit... KSCO elicits action, elicits responses. By the way, if you want to call and give a comment... it's 429, the phone number is area 831-429-2222. Okay, now let's see, while we're on the subject of voicemails here, a few weeks back I got mad at Harold and Aptos. It's Harold and Aptos, by the way, Governor Davis, not Harold in Watsonville. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, Harold would be very insulted that you would characterize him as having being from Watsonville. Nothing could be further from the truth here. In fact, it's definitely Harold from Aptos. But we did a joke special a few weeks back. I don't know, whenever it was. And Harold called and was going on and on and on with his satire. And after I warned him not to bore us, you know, that this is a very important radio station that we don't want people turning off from, he went on, and I flew off the handle and banned him forever. Now, some people are very upset about that, especially Harold himself here. So,
Michael's here. I'll keep calling and calling and calling and calling. Got it? Okay. Point one. You censor me, then you're going to have to censor your own mother, Kate Swerling, because what you're doing is you're saying you can have satire on one political opinion, but you can't the other. What I know, because I've done several spots on television, on KMST, KSBW, Monterey, and Salinas, federal law states that you have to give the public 1 minute, one free speech minute. So you are in violation of federal law by banning me and cutting me off because I had a little satire going against Kay's word.
Oh, Harold, blow it out your you-know-what. You're full of it. You're wrong.
Okay, you violated federal law.
No, I didn't.
So, now, I'm going to hang up in case you deleted me.
But don't worry, he's not gone.
Message kept. 12th message.
In case
you deleted my first call, here is the continuation. You violated federal law today by censoring my free speech minute, guaranteed by under FCC rules. Okay, run that by your attorney. Now, I don't take it personally. What I don't like is you admit it yourself, you're not too bright intellectually.
That's right.
Well, I was in the top 10% of my class. If I was from a wealthy family like yours, I would have been up at Stanford or Yale or Harvard or Duke Law School or something. But I didn't have the money. Okay. So What makes you think your audience doesn't want to hear clever satire? So, no, I'm not going to put a complaint against you under FCC violations of federal law, even though I know
because you would be laughed at.
You did. Two, the way you can get around that is you have to give, I think it's either 6 or 7 minutes during the week by federal law to get your license renewed.
Okay. Anyhow, this is going on and on, and I'm as guilty as he is for letting that go. Anyhow, I thought that was sort of amusing here, but I am interested. Look, a lot of people don't like to listen to Ben and Salinas on this station, and a lot of people don't like to listen to Harold and Aptos. And being the compassionate person I am, these are humans too. They have very legitimate feelings, and maybe it's not good to ban. We haven't banned Ben, but maybe it's not good to ban Harold and Aptos. What do you guys think? 479-1080 or 477-1340. If you want to hear Harold and Aptos again, we will consider unbanning Harold. Just because, I don't know, just because it might be a nice thing to do, just as a gesture of good faith or whatever. But I have to warn all of you. I have to warn all of you that if you take the radio station for granted, or if you are disrespectful, or you break the rules that we have very few of, not only do you run the risk of being banned, but in extreme instances, you will run the risk of having your listening privileges to KSCO revoked, because I do have the power to do that. And we'll do that in certain circumstances. Okay, I understand Kay wants to go on. Is that right? But I can't. But she's. Oh, well, she's all right. Well, she'll be the next caller, I guess. Who's this? This is Kay. Who is this? Hello, you're on the air. Who is it?
Oh, I wanted to leave a message.
Oh, okay. Go
on. On Harold.
Okay.
And every time he comes on, we shut the radio off.
So it's good to keep him banned.
Yes.
Okay, all right, thank you very much. Okay, now here's Kay. I think, is this, Ma, are you there?
Yeah,
okay,
but I can't hear you.
I'm on.
Oh.
You can hear me.
I can talk?
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Okay, well, first I want to tell you that what Margaret said, that was on Phil Henry's show, because I heard it, those remarks. And now, I'm sorry
she thought it was during the Dr. Wallach show.
It was not. No, I was on.
And Margaret
Phil
is a
Henry
little confused. Okay,
by mistake.
All right.
And about Gray Doofus. Well, I was pleased that we could be heard so clearly in Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
However, I think I have to take the opportunity to talk about something that really is more serious, and because I had to jot it down, so it's about Measure B.
Okay, which is the extra tax, the partial tax to keep the schools open.
Yes, for the city of Santa Cruz.
To keep the local schools open, right?
Exactly. Okay. In the midst of all the worrisome deficit concerns, it's really a refreshing treat that it could to be able to talk about something that's positive. On May 14th, at the state budget revision meeting, Governor Davis proposed to the state legislature that they reverse its January budget decision to drastically reduce funds to education. Instead, he asked them to not cut education funds at all. So, if the legislature passes on his request, and my guess is that they will, then our city schools will remain as they are and continue to have fewer students because of attrition. So young families are leaving Santa Cruz in droves. They simply can't afford to live here and realize that they may never be able to purchase a home here. So we will need fewer schools before long. Measure B was created to replace the state's shortfall to education. And now, that probably won't be necessary. The election for Measure B is only days away. We, the people, who are already heavily taxed, may not have to lay out another $6 million for something which will probably be provided by the state. The June 3rd election will go forward, but I strongly recommend that you vote no on Measure B if you are a voter in Santa Cruz City. If it passes, you can be sure the city will keep it and use that $6 million for maybe something, some other frivolous project. Now, about Gray Davis, he did give the voters his middle finger by lying about the extra $12 billion deficit just so he could get reelected. Now he's trying to be nice to us, and I think that's okay. That's all I have to say.
Thanks for saying it. We'll talk to you again, Ma. Okay, that was Kay Zwirling. It's 25 minutes before 11, excuse me, before noontime. We've only got 24 minutes left, and we got to take a break. And so let's take a break and appreciate the wonderful advertisers who bring your favorite radio station to you. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stay tuned.
It's quite possible that I'm your third man, girl.
I want to tell you, I was a fighter, and it was a Madison Square Garden, and a guy hit me, and I went down, and the referee came over me, and he was counting to one, to ten, and I said, you're not counting. He was telling me about RVs of merit. He's go get yourself a motor home and get out of this racket. So you know what I did? I got up, and I went to this place, and I bought myself a motor home, and now I feel that nobody could ever knock me out again except my motor home. That's the thing that knocked me out the most.
RVs of Merit in Scotts Valley. Get your escape vehicle for as little as $129 per month for a new trailer, or just $299 per month for a new Class C motorhome. Enjoy this beautiful country. Get out and go places now. Open 9 to 6 every day. RVs of Merit. Scotts Valley Drive in Scotts Valley.
I knock guys out in every bout before round number 3. But I can't get a knockout to go around with me till I bought myself a motorhome, and now no longer I'm alone. I've got to tell you, it's the greatest thing in the world.
Windows are a way to see and a way to be seen. Hello, I'm Guy Mitchell from Lighthouse Windows in Santa Cruz. Lighthouse Windows installs doors and windows in homes and in new construction. We make a big difference in how you see and how you are seen. Listen.
My name is Alice Nicolaiason, and we're residents of Santa Cruz County. Took him one day to put the windows in. You'd never even know they were here. Clean, inside, outside, all the old windows removed, all the old screens. It keeps the sound out. When the windows and the doors are shut, you don't get the outside noise. And the street that we live on, you get a lot of traffic, and we don't notice it as much. Oh, I love it. And another thing, when he put them in, we had 14 windows and a sliding glass door that was done in one day.
New windows and doors from Lighthouse Windows will keep your home warmer in the winter, cooler in the summer, and quieter all the time. So when it comes time for you to improve the way you see and the way you are seen, call the window and door specialists at Lighthouse Windows in Santa Cruz, 426-2601, 426-2601.
Las Palmas Taco Bar reminds parents that if your teenagers are planning to attend prom or graduation parties, it's a good idea to encourage them to enjoy these activities sensibly and without alcohol. It's the choice many teens are making to help keep their celebrations safe and enjoyable for everyone. This is from Las Palmas Taco Bar, serving our community with delicious, authentic Mexican cuisine for more than a quarter of a century. That's Las Palmas Taco Bar at 55 French Street in Santa Cruz. They're congratulating the class of 2003.
Introducing the Milkman Plus, a brand new service for all of Santa Cruz County. Are you unable to get out of your home? Are you overwhelmed? Are you too busy? The Milkman Plus will deliver to your home groceries at supermarket prices. Bill believes in good old-fashioned service. Call the Milkman Plus at 566-5252. There's even a senior's discount of 10%. The Milkman Plus, no minimum, no delivery charge, no kidding. Call Bill at 566-5252.
Hi, this is Don Fredrickson from GotNet. GotNet specializes in business services. Whether you need a T1 or T3 or just a place to host your website, GotNet has a solution to fit your needs. GotNet offers server colocation and custom website development. We have e-commerce servers, streaming audio and video servers, and cold fusion and database servers available to handle your hosting needs. GotNet understands that businesses rely on the Internet, and we work hard to assure fast, reliable service. Call GotNet today at 460-2000. Food, shelter, clothing, net. Got net?
And being the fierce promoter of independence that we are, you know, I want to tell you that GotNet is a great local company. If you want to have personal attention from your internet service provider, you should call GotNet. Food, shelter, clothing, net, GotNet. That's sort of cool, huh, what he says. All right, it's a Saturday special. We're in the home stretch of it. 20 minutes remain. We've got our phone numbers are 479-1080 or 477-1340. My name is MZ. It's an open mic. It's Memorial Day weekend. Happy Memorial Day weekend to all of you. If you're not doing anything, as can't imagine anybody not doing anything this weekend. There's so darn much to do, but something particularly pleasurable would be, in my opinion, to visit the Watsonville Air Show that's going on today. I got a little ride in a helicopter last night. We were supposed to be doing, I was supposed to be doing the traffic reports on KSCO between 5 and 6 p.m. From the KSCO copter, courtesy of Showcopters in Salinas. Jim Cheatham, his company, and it just didn't work out because the fog was so thick that all I could do was get up and take my first helicopter ride in my life, and it was a thrill and it was fun, but it was only about 8 or 9 minutes long, and we couldn't get out of the Watsonville Airport local area because of the fog, damn it. But I am no longer a virgin as a rider in a helicopter. And later on, I stuck around last night to watch the various festivities at the first day of the 3-day event, which happens every Memorial Day weekend out at Watsonville Airport. And Jim and Chris, the very, very skilled helicopter pilots, put on an incredible show. So I highly recommend it. I know they're going to be doing it again today. I'm not exactly sure what time, but regardless, you know, it's worth the trip out to Watsonville Airport to see all the antique aircraft, and it's just a fun thing to do. So I highly recommend it. Back to the phones we go. Is it Roina in Soquel?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Roina in Soquel. You got some points to discuss, eh?
Yes, I sure as I can. First and foremost, I really enjoy both your stations, 1080 and 1340.
Well, thank you.
Going back to Michael Savage coming on earlier on your main station.
Yes.
I really don't mind because I usually catch him because I'm never at home. I catch him early, like about 5 or 6 o'clock, and finish listening to him later in the evening, where he finishes at 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's that. Now, I want to get to... oh, God, I've got a call.
Oh, no, that always happens.
I know.
Well, just ignore it. Just ignore it.
Okay, I'll try. You were talking about the various talk show hosts, going from Michael, going to Bill Manners, who's from out of Fresno, and who was the gentleman you just discussed a little while ago? Ever so often I find him on your 1080 from L.A.
Oh, Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry. Yeah. Uh-huh. I find he's a different type of commentator.
He's an entertainer. He's an entertainer.
Definitely, and some of his subject matter is really foreign to me, especially for this area.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Well, you know that the whole show is a spoof, don't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I do realize that.
Okay.
That's enough of that. Now, getting back to the main, you know, CBS, ABC, CNN, etc.
Yeah.
You know, I can remember I moved here about 13, 14 years ago, and those stations were loud and clear. We did not have Republican representation. They didn't allow representation, or if they did, they always had 3-1 if
yeah.
there was a group.
Yeah.
You know, and now they're moaning and groaning because Greg Davis wants his minute. Where were they? What, a long time ago, 12 or 13 years ago, we were in the woodwork. We weren't given time.
Uh-huh.
And now we have Fox, which I enjoy, but I don't get because I don't have that TV station.
That's another thing that's very upsetting. Fox News Channel, I travel a lot, and,
yeah.
and very rarely does any hotel or motel that I stay in have it. They all have cable, or
yes.
they all have satellite, but very few of them, they all have CNN, but hardly any of them have
Fox.
I
agree, yes.
And that's not right.
No, it isn't.
That's
and,
not right.
And,
but it's changing. It is changing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And last but not least, I wanted to applaud your mother, Kay, on her discourse about Greg Davis and his shenanigans.
Right.
I love that.
Good.
I really did.
Well, I got to say, most of the editorials that Kay does are met with just tremendous accolades.
Yeah, it's an e-wonder.
Most of them. But some of them, you know...
they rub people the wrong
rub
way.
Rub people the wrong way, and they
and
let us know.
And they're usually Democrats.
That's absolutely true.
Yes.
The funny thing is, with this one, it's only been playing for 2 or 3 days, but I have not heard anything but positive comments from everybody on that.
That's good.
It seems like everybody hates Gray Davis for a good reason.
I wonder why.
Is there anybody who likes Gray Davis and thinks my mom is full of it with her editorial? Please give us a call. We'll put you on, and we're not going to ridicule you or make fun of you or anything. Yeah. I honestly want to know if there is a human being in the sound of my voice
in the world
who was against what my mother said on her, in her editorial.
Impossible. Impossible.
Because we will treat you with dignity and respect.
Yes, which you do.
Yes.
Last thing I would like to say something about.
Yeah.
About the comments in the newspapers. You know, the local rag?
Yeah.
You know, they're about...
Oh, you mean the Metro?
The local rag, the Sentinel.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, that's okay. Go ahead.
Is that yours?
No.
Thank goodness, I didn't think so.
No, but
you
they
know,
might own KSCO someday. Who knows if local newspapers are suddenly permitted to purchase the local radio
yes,
station.
Wouldn't that be nice?
They might make us an offer we just can't refuse.
Yeah, it would be wonderful. Uh-huh. You know, what I was going to comment upon was... You know, the letters to the editor?
Yeah.
They were so ugly during the war. More often than not, we'd be lucky to get the other side's opinion. 1 to 4 or 2 to 5. Oh, gosh, they were so full of ugliness.
Yeah.
You know, the comments?
Yes.
And the gentleman... Oh, one other thing, and then I'll finish and let someone
okay.
else take over. Talking about having a democratic host. Okay, I had an incident that with someone I thought we were good buddies. Anyway, we got into a discussion, and it was okay if I kept quiet and allowed him to just mouth off. Unfortunately, I'm not the type. So I came back with rebuttal, and you know what it ended up to be? It was in a public place, too. In fact, it was at Spa Fitness.
Uh-huh.
This gentleman became personal and horrible. He couldn't take it. He couldn't take my arguments. He ended up by saying, oh, you're just an ignoramus, sasa, blah, 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 blah. Of course, we've not spoken since.
Well, that's not a nice thing to say.
No, it is. That's what I find with Democrats. You know, they can't argue.
If
they can't answer
they
questions.
They attack you personally when
they
don't agree with you.
Because they don't agree, if you don't agree.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you,
continue
Ryan.
The great work.
Oh, thank you. yes, appreciate your call to the KSCO Saturday Special. That opens up a line at 479-1080. We've got a number of faxes to read here. There's only, 12 minutes remaining. Ben and Salinas wants to straighten the record. Okay, let's take that call real quick. Ben, make it quick, please.
Yes, Michael?
Yes.
First of all, I agree with your mother. I'm one liberalist, I guess you want to call me. I think Gray Davis is one of the shame. He's the worst governor or public official of any office ever. And from my friend Simon Salinas, I hear that the next governor is going to be Phil Angelides, our treasurer. And I hear he's a very good man, but also Lockyer's in the running. And the interim governor might be Bustamante. I can't stand the thought of Congolese Rice thinking she's governor quality, because we don't need no Aunt Jemima governors. Now, the comments about me that I hear is that many people don't like the fact that I'm a so-called liberal, and they don't like... I don't care what people think of me. It is only important to me that I speak, which is true and defendable, yet they seem to want to attack my personality, which is okay. That's part of the game we're playing when we go on the air and stick your foot out there and say what you really think. But the uneducated one, Harold of Aptos, you're not obligated by any rule to give me airtime, him, anybody else. We even have to put up with the stupidity of Cyril Vitomsky. He comes from an authoritarian government that he couldn't crap without permission, and yet he wants to come here and preach to those of us who were born and live under freedom. But then again, you're free to keep him on the air. It's on your family dime, like you say. And that, once again, I just want to say everything I say is true and provable, and I don't mind these personal attacks. We have to expect that. But I do recognize the fact that you don't have to put my big mouth on the air or anybody else's big mouth in the air, because it's this learning enterprise. It's your dime, sir. And my regards to your mother. I don't agree with much of her editorials, but she puts her point intelligently, as do you. But I don't like anybody that takes this New World Order as a humorous thing, because we're seeing its implementation with a $1 billion a day tax gift we just gave to the wealthy. And God bless them if they can pull it off. Hey, that's what life is all about. But don't try to shut down the opposition because you disagree. And I'll shut my mouth and let someone else
talk. Okay, all right, thanks, Ben. There goes Ben and Salinas. Let's see, Gordon in Los Banos. He's calling from sort of a long way away, so let's put him on. You're on the air, Gordon.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm Justine, and I just want to say God bless your mother.
Oh,
sounds
thank
like
you.
A real,
I'll
real
drink
lady.
To that.
Yeah, she has more balls than I do, I think.
Yeah, and but, me and and just about everybody else I know.
Speaking of that, I think Governor Gray Davis has a lot of balls, too, for raising taxes when the state's in a deficit.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't make any sense.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I want to say.
His balls are the wrong kind, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. But he's got all the money, and he's complaining about not getting enough.
So, Gordon, are you a Santa Cruz, Monterey Bay Area resident who happens to be in Los Banos today?
No, I live in Gustine, actually.
Oh.
It's near Los Banos.
Oh.
But I work in San Jose, but...
I see.
I get your station over here, but not in the car, so good.
Right. Okay, so thanks for calling. Appreciate
okay, buddy. See you later.
Your listenership. There goes Gordon in Los Banos. Actually, Gustine. Yeah. Now, here's Mike and Carmel with questions. Mike, you're on the air on KSCO.
Hi, MC.
Hey.
Good to speak with you. Is this
thanks
sort of the Jerry Seinfeld version of the Saturday Night Special where we don't really have a subject? But I think the subject generally is what's
show,
going on with the
It is a show
station.
About nothing and a show about a lot of stuff. Huh?
Right. So basically you're talking about what's going on with the station.
Yeah, just whatever people want to talk about.
Okay.
You know, just throw out some topics.
Well, just a couple of brief things about previous callers. The lady, I think she was English, she was speaking before. I think that was very intelligent what she said.
Roina, yeah.
Basically, that leftists have trouble engaging in rational debate, and they prefer emotional outbursts. And I think that's a real hallmark, and you see that a lot. And Ben was just on, and correct me if I'm wrong, but has Ben ever had a discussion on the radio that he hasn't accosted and denigrated the Bush administration? I'm not sure about that. Maybe. I can't think of one.
I can't think of one.
Okay,
either.
So well, let's move on because that's a small subject and we can all yawn at that if we wish to. Now, as far as Michael Savage, you know, I have trouble listening to Michael Savage, but yet I really appreciate that he is bringing up a lot of subjects with strong opinions that you generally don't hear other people talking about. And other people don't seem to have the courage to take some of these issues head on, whether it be immigration or Islamic fanaticism or some of the other things. And he, you know, I, like I say, I don't like his style. His style is grating, but then sometimes it is poetical or lyrical. And it's just one of those things, you know. You either you put up with his coarse side and enjoy his more intellectual side, or else you just, you know, don't listen to him at all.
Right. I think we should have Michael Savage on as a guest on the Saturday special.
Well, if he's agreeable to that, you know, I have another question for you. Are you
when hell freezes over? however, we are going to. I will invite him. I will invite him.
Well, I think it'd make a great Saturday special.
Sure.
I'm wondering, are you familiar with a talk show host by the name of Jim Eason? Does that ring a
sure,
bell?
Sure, sure. Yeah, he was with KGO for years, then KSFO, and now he's by himself. I mean, he's not on the air, I don't think.
You know, last time I heard from it, he sounded like he was going to be doing something on his own.
Oh.
And I don't know whether he's on the air or whether it's just on the net or whatever.
I don't think so. He might be on a webcast, but once a talk show host, always a talk show host.
You know, I sometimes suspect that Limbaugh got a lot of inspiration from Eason because they were both in the same area, you know, the Sacramento.
Yes.
And that's one of the few talk show hosts I really miss, because the guy was really good. So anyway, that's my 2 cents, and thanks for giving me some time.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Have a good one.
All right.
Take care. Okay, let's see. It's 6 minutes before noon. It's the Saturday special on AM 1080 KSCO, your favorite radio station. MZ with you with a caller-driven program. We're just talking about all kinds of things today. Let me see if I can read this handwritten fax here. If you're going to send handwritten faxes, if you can print it, would be more helpful. But this is signed. This is from Reveille, who I think sort of has a love-hate relationship with the radio station, I think, or maybe just a like-hate, or maybe a tolerate-hate. But it says, the trouble, Mike, is that you're an inveterate soft soaper. You keep talking about right-wing versus liberal hosts. Liberal is okay, I guess. Everybody knows what it really means is wet wimps or something like that. But right-wing is euphemism for fascist, meaning the alliance of big government with big business. KSCO is the local voice of corporate empire, much like KUSP, in fact, or any other licensed station. A radio license being merely permission from the empire to broadcast its propaganda. I'd go on, but normally I get paid big bucks for a consultation, and I know you can't afford that. P.S. The proper adversary for a fascist host is a radical, but of course nobody rich will subsidize anyone seeking the... It either says seeking or speaking the truth. As ever, Reveille. Okay, thanks for the facts, Rev. Dear MZ, I think Harold Anaptos is a sick dude. Please, no more of his crap. He seems to think he owns KSCO. No, he doesn't think that. He just wants to have his voice heard, and if he's not going to hear it, if he can't hear it on the radio, completely, then he's got to have his voice heard on our 429-2222 comment line. Anyhow, to go on with the facts here, I think Bernie Ward is a tub of guts, renegade Franciscan Jesuit. Why no Ben Salinas or Millie on your joke show about 3 weeks ago? Please keep them editorials from your mom coming. I've been a victim of affirmative action and socialism and think Savage is all time. Is all... I don't know. It's a thank you. It's from Mario Alfaro in Scotts Valley. Thank you, Mario. Sorry I can't read all of the writings. Otherwise, it was written in nice print. Anyhow, we got three people left on the phone. West Side Al, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Michael.
Yeah, thanks for waiting.
That's all right. Listen, before I get to my subject, I just want to say that I think you were remiss in not picking up on what Ben had to say. In my lexicon, when a man or anyone refers to a person of color as an Aunt Jemima, they are a hair's breadth away from using the N-word. That was an incredibly insulting remark that Ben made about Condoleezza Rice, and he ought to be ashamed of himself.
God, I missed that. Well, it should play on the replay, unless we...
You'll hear it. When I grew up, that was a brand of pancake mix, and they had to change the picture on the box because it was deemed to be racist to show a black woman with...
That's right, and one of the best pancake places used to be Sambo's, and they're not allowed to have that anymore.
Roger that, partner. Okay,
yeah.
Let's move on to the subject at hand, which is the Measure B that your mother referred to earlier.
Yeah.
She phoned me last Wednesday regarding a letter that I had published in the Sentinel editorial section where I made the case that the governor had restored the funds that Measure B was predicated upon. I have the press release from the governor's office in front of me dated May 14th. It's titled, Governor Davis Unveils May Budget Revision, Protecting Education, Public Safety. There are two lines on page 2 that are particularly relevant. The May revision is anchored by the governor's commitment to protect the progress that has been made in our schools. The Proposition 98 guarantee is fully funded. Critical classroom priorities, including class size reduction, accountability, and special education, are fully funded. Schools will have $700 million more in state and local funds than in the January budget. I maintain that Measure B is... The need for it has been obviated by the fact that the state has restored the funds that they claim they need.
Okay. I think you made that point.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was West Side Al, a great guy. And hey, our apologies to Maria and Santa Cruz and Ken and Aptos. We're at the end of the program. Maybe you can call during the next show here. We can hold you over or something like that, but it's the end of the program right now. Rosie called to say that today is Steve Hartman's birthday. Happy birthday, Steve. You're the greatest. Also, a caller said it's Dave Allen's daughter, Sarah's birthday tomorrow, and wanted to wish her the best. So do we. Thanks for listening, and listen to the rerun tonight.
That's all, folks.
I'm Kurt Lewis. In Nebraska, a stretch of Interstate 80 was closed and traffic put under a detour after an overnight crash.
Preliminary investigation, it appears that a semi struck overpass pilings, causing the overpass to collapse.
At the Keith County Emergency Management Office, Neil Johnson reporting the semi driver died at the scene, trapped in his crushed rig. Why he ran into the overpass is a mystery, but driver fatigue is one avenue being investigated. Sleepy drivers cause more than 100,000 crashes a year, but consumer education specialist Courtney Caldwell says most of those crashes don't involve the big rigs, but passenger vehicles.
Everyone thinks, well, you know, that's those big 18-wheelers on the road, and the truth is that only about 3% of all of those accidents happen with 18-wheelers. By law, they have to only drive 8 hours at a time. The other 97% of the accidents are related to passenger drivers.
Caldwell says if you find yourself yawning or bobbing your head, might be time for a nap. The restoration of Iraq's economy will largely depend on revenue from petroleum sales.
Iraqi officials hope to resume oil exports in a matter of weeks, but say local need will be their top priority. The oil ministry director says he expects Iraq to produce over 1 million barrels a day by mid-June. I'm Rachel Fox.
Iraq's theoretical capacity is 5 million barrels of petroleum a day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Nobody wants a soiled reputation, especially the finest hotels in the world. That's why hotels like Amelia Island Plantation rely on my 8-pound Oreck XL upright vacuum. Hi, I'm David Oreck. Try my Oreck XL risk-free in your own home for 30 days, and I'll give you my $100 cordless iron as a gift. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and get your home 5-star clean.
Ah, spring is in the air. And to me, the Orkin man, that means one thing, folks. Mating season. It's not just the birds and the bees. We're talking ants, spiders, roaches, all the makings of a bug baby boom. Maybe in your kitchen cabinets. To nip this little love fest in the bud, do what so many others have done. Call me at Orkin. We're trained to put out the romantic fire for all kinds of insects. Sorry, bugs. This is the Orkin man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
A Colorado killer's death sentence has been tossed out because an appeals court judge did not like the way the jury used the Bible to convince one reluctant juror that capital punishment might be biblical.
Couldn't make a decision because he said his faith was standing in the way.
Pro-death penalty jurors cited biblical passages referring to eye-for-eye justice. The appeals court judge wrote that using the Bible had no place in a constitutional death penalty proceeding, so a killer named Robert Harlan is now off Colorado's death row and will soon return to a courtroom for resentencing. He'll likely get life behind bars. A Houston mom and dad can only be thankful their toddler's little joyride ended okay.
It scares us to death. I mean, we're so fortunate. It's a miracle that you got back home safe.
2-year-old Jack McLean was found more than a mile away from home riding his tiny battery-powered toy Jeep. The toddler had apparently bypassed chimes and alarms his parents installed to keep him from wandering the neighborhood. USA Radio News.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever, especially my travel schedule. So I take Ester C every day because it not only supports my immune health, but my heart, eyes, and joints too. And unlike ordinary vitamin C, Ester C is non-acidic. Do what I do. Take Ester C every day. ESTER-C. Don't settle for less. Your body will know the difference.
Look for Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold, including Natrol brand Ester C at Eckert's.
Algerians continue crowding earthquake-shattered apartment complexes. hoping to hear good news about missing loved ones who may have been buried for 72 hours since Wednesday's quake rattled North Africa. And while the digging continues there, the hospitals are also working around the clock.
The hospitals are pretty overwhelmed. A lot of people with less serious injuries are actually being treated on the streets. There are significant needs also in terms of blood donors. The Algerian Red Crescent has been active to mobilize the population to give blood.
The International Red Cross's Dennis McLean has seen reports of entire apartment complexes that pancaked, killing hundreds of Algerians at a time. More than 1,800 bodies have now been recovered, the search continuing today. And in the markets, the Nikkei closed up more than 1.5% Friday, ending the Tokyo Index's best week in quite a while. Kurt Lewis with news on the USA Radio Network.
KSCO AM 1080.
Good afternoon once again, ladies and gentlemen. This is AM 1080 and AM 1340 KSEO and KOMY. It's 5 minutes past 12 o'clock noon. I am, of course, Bobby Drake here with your Central Coast weather forecast for today, Saturday, May 24th. Well, it's cloudy, foggy, and we got some drizzle out there for the rest of the morning. Going to be partly cloudy later this afternoon with highs in the mid-50s to the upper 70s. Northwest winds blowing in at 10 to 20 miles per hour later on tonight. Mostly cloudy again. Some areas of fog and drizzle blowing through as well. Lows in the lower to mid-50s. Your Monterey Bay boaters forecast for today. Northwest winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming 10 to 20 knots by the afternoon with wind waves of 2 to 4 feet and a swell west 2 to 4 feet every 12 seconds.